Hi, my name is Emily Dietz. I'm 14 years old. Today is December 1st, 2019. I'm speaking with my mother, Anna, and we're in Port Orange, California. So, why did you come to America?
I came to America because my mom passed away when I was young, and I came from a very third world country. So the opportunities there are very minimal, and I figured that I will have a far better life coming to America because it's known for the land of opportunities.
Can you describe the process you had to go through to come here?
Yeah, it's a long one. I was supposed to come here when I was young, in elementary school. Then when we went to get a visa, I thought me and my sister and my aunt, who was going to chaperone us, were rejected. But then we realized later on, many years later, we got a letter from President Reagan saying that why we haven't come. Turns out that it's only my aunt who was supposed to be chaperone that was rejected, but my sister and I and my cousin were supposed to come to the United States. Anyway, the process was that after that, we went to an interview in the embassy, had to get all our paperwork done, and actually my name was all wrong. I used the wrong name all my life, and then I had to use the correct one when I came to the United States. And filed the papers, got all sorts of testing, make sure we're healthy and everything. And then we came here around 1985. I was already in college. Well, you can ask how.
And I can. So you said that President Reagan sent your family a letter. Was that to your family specifically?
No, just to me and my sister and my cousin who was trying to come here. It was asking why we have not showed up for the interview to immigrate to the United States. And then that's when we realized we were not rejected. So then we went and did everything that was asked for us to do, of us to do. And then we got approved to emigrate. The letter came many years later because the interview was like, in elementary school, I was in elementary school. By the time it came, I was already in high school. And by the time we finished all the paperwork, I was already in college. Wow. Anyway, all finished, and we came to the United States in 1985.
Ooh. And you also said that you used the wrong name. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. In my country, the elders have a say in how they name the babies. My great aunt wanted to name me Maria Cristina something, based on whatever it is she was thinking, or I think it's named after a street. But my mom wants to name me Anna Maria. Also, on my birth certificate, they named me Anna Maria, but all my life they called me Maria Cristina. So that's what I use in school. All my life, Maria Cristina. It wasn't my name. But then we went to file the papers to go to United States. I had to find out my real name, and I started using my real name since.
So what was the biggest difficulty of moving here?
Well, it's obviously leaving your family and coming to a country you don't know and a culture you don't know. I have no family here. Just my great aunt, who's actually my father's mom's sister, and she had no kids. That's why she chose us. And since our mom died, she chose us to come here, and she's always supported us. Anyway, yeah, the biggest thing was leaving your family, the cousins, the grandma that I had who raised me, all my cousins, and then coming to a new country. You don't know the culture. I spoke English, so that was not so bad. But just knowing everything, not knowing where to go, making new friends, that was the most difficult But at least I had one sister with me. My youngest sister is still in the Philippines when I left, and she still is. Just two of us, sister and my cousin. My cousin came with us, who's the same age as me, but she didn't like it here, so she went back to Philippines after 1 year.
If you could do it all again, would you still come here, or would you have stayed?
In the Philippines? Oh, I would still come, because just opportunities are almost zero in the Philippines, simply because it's a poor country. And I knew that if I worked hard and finished college, that I could make something of myself here. It's just my belief and what I saw America as. And I was right. I finished college here, got a good job, and I've got you guys as my kids. had a very good life. So yeah, I don't know if I would do it if I had my mom. It was easier to decide when you don't have a parent anymore. So it's easier for me to come and leave my country. Plus my grandma or great aunt, I call her grandma, but she's actually my great aunt, my grandma's sister. She always supported me financially. So in a way, she was kind of like my mom anyway.
What advice would you give someone wanting to come here from another country?
I will tell them to go, but to each his own. Everybody needs to determine what's good for them. Like my cousin, she knew in her heart it wasn't good for her. She didn't speak English very well, so that was hard for her, but she was very attached to her family, and she wouldn't have done well at all. And she did find, for her, it was good for her to come back, because that's what she wanted. For me, it wasn't good for me. I wanted to be here. I had aspirations, which I achieved, and it just depends on the person. But for anybody who don't know anything about this country, I would give it a shot and decide for themselves. Give it some time. And most everybody that I know who immigrated here are successful and were pleased. And I'm very proud to be with this country. I like the way it is here.
And finally, what are some hopes you have for the future?
Well, that now I'm older and have two kids, I hope to see my kids through school, finish college, and get the degrees and whatever aspirations they have, watch them grow and achieve it. And other than that, really, and see them happy in their pursuits. And whatever they may be, actually just seeing them succeed, that's it.
Okay.
And be in the path of the Lord.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
That'll be all.
All right.